Hi, I'm Pat Wetzel, the host and creator of Bump in the Road. Welcome to this side trip. Side trips are short stories about the off-road excursions we take that often lead to interesting life experiences. Today, I thought I'd share an excerpt from my upcoming book, Bump in the Road, Stories of Courage, Hope, and Resilience. Each chapter includes two stories, one from me and one from one of my podcast guests. This particular chapter introduction is about daring to follow our dreams and the amazing things we may experience along the way. And by the way, if you don't already know, I spent over a decade flying high-performance sailplanes, gliders, if you will, in some pretty spectacular locations. Lake Tahoe, 1999. Incline Village, Nevada, sits on the northern shore of Lake Tahoe, providing a view that stretches as far as the eye can see. It's an amazing place to kayak, to hike, and to soar. The combination resonates deeply with my soul. In the outdoors, I find a peace and transcendent truth that I'm not sure I fully understand. There's something about the impossible scale and majesty that is humbling and inspiring all at once. It opens an indefinable avenue of timeless peace and connection, as I found flying over Tahoe one summer afternoon. Sun streamed through the canopy. It was brilliant, warm, and enveloping. The sky was blue, and below, the sapphire turquoise waters of Tahoe laid like a jewel on the earth. I sat in the cockpit, a thin fiberglass shell held aloft by 15 meters of flexing wing. At the edge of each wing was a small winglet that projected vertically into the sky. I banked the plane, the tiny winglet parallel with the earth, searching for lift. I felt lift under the winglet. It was a bubble of air, and I balanced on it. The plane and I were one. Together we rose, we danced, into the sky. Warm sun streamed through the cockpit, endless blue sky, Tahoe below. It was a moment of perfect synchronicity. The energy of the air, the warmth of the sun, and the beauty of the earth. And for that timeless moment, all was one. Sun, energy, beauty, and I was riding in the midst of it, connected to it all, then and forever. This moment has stayed with me, and its intensity hasn't diminished with time. It's an experience that gave me a sense of knowing that is rooted in the unknowable. It's a window into eternity, and that experience, that knowing, lives within me. There's a purity in nature that is deeply inspiring, but is not without its harsh edges. In the air, violent updrafts and downdrafts can threaten the structural integrity of your plane until the storm passes. On the ground, fire and earthquakes can quickly ravage all that man has built. But afterwards comes the healing. The land reassembles, the forest regrows, man rebuilds, and the earth goes on. Somewhere, I was looking for that secret of continuity and growth. I still stung from the rejection of divorce. I was still unsettled, having lost all my connections to my prior life. I realized I needed to heal and move on, but I didn't know how. So I looked to nature, hoping I might find whatever it was I was looking for. That's one part of one introduction from the new and upcoming book. For this side trip, something a little bit different to end my dialogue. It's a poem called High Flight by John Gillespie McGee Jr. Oh, I have slipped the surly bonds of earth and danced the skies on laughter-silvered wings. Sunward I've climbed and joined the tumbling mirth of sunsplit clouds and done 100 things you have not dreamed of. Wheeled and soared and swung high in the sunlit silence. Hovering there, I've chased the shouting wind along and flung my eager craft through footless halls of air. Up, up the long, delirious, burning blue, I've topped the windswept heights with easy grace, where never lark nor ever eagle flew, and, while with silent lifting mind, I've trod the high, untrespassed sanctity of space, put out my hand, and touched the face of God. Thanks for listening to this side trip. I'll catch up with you soon.